Hello, you are listening to the Witness Podcast, History as Told by People Who Were There. I am Zainab Dab'a, and today I'm taking you back to June 2001, when a massive demonstration by Algeria's indigenous people, the Berbers, or Amazigh, took place in the capital, Algiers. It would lead eventually to the official recognition of the Berber language. I've been speaking to Rashida Alwash, a Berber or Amazigh activist, and one of the organizers of the rally.
Amazigh means a free man. Amazigh are the original inhabitants of North Africa. After the Islamic invasion, the North Africa region became a mixture of Arabs and Berbers. The Berber is a person who has history and a different language, which is the Tamazigh. He has a unique origin.
Rashid Alwash is a Berber who grew up in the Kabylia region in northern Algeria, a rugged and mountainous area with a beautiful landscape whose inhabitants speak Tamazigh.
The Tamazigh language is our identity. We are proud of our identity and our history. We are Algerians. We are not against the Arabs, but we prefer to be Algerians with Amazigh origins.
Tamazigh is an ancient language. Some historians estimate it could be as much as 5,000 years old. It is related to ancient Egyptian and Ethiopian. Rashid Alwash's father worked at the university in Tizi Ouzou and was a campaigner with the Berber Cultural Movement, which wanted official recognition for the Tamazigh language. In April 1980, when the Algerian authorities stopped a writer from giving a lecture at the university about ancient Berber poetry, protests began.
I was a 10-year-old child, and I still remember my father arriving home at 3 a.m. in the morning. He had been beaten up and had wounds to his head, which was bandaged. I was shocked by his image. When I grew up and asked about what happened, I was told that he'd been beaten by Algerian security forces at the university's campus.
What followed was a series of protests throughout the region, which became known as the Berber Spring. The Algerian government responded with a police crackdown. 20 years later, in April 2001, when a Berber student was killed in police custody in Tizi Ouzou province, protests began again. Angry demonstrators tried to storm the police headquarters and were shot at. As the demonstrations spread, more than 100 people were killed. To appease the Berbers, the Algerian president Abdelaziz Bouteflika announced an inquiry.
I declare the formation of a national committee of inquiry into the events which took place in recent days. The commission will consist of representatives of civil society. It will be entrusted with shedding light on what has happened in total freedom and transparency.
But the Berber protests continued, and the police reacted even more violently. The chairman of the commission of inquiry called on the government to stop the violence.
This must stop. The use of live ammunition must stop. The authorities must do more than launching an appeal. They have to give an order to stop using live ammunition.
After almost 2 months of unrest, in June 2001, the Berber leaders, calling themselves the Citizens' Movement, organized a demonstration in Algiers. Hundreds of thousands of protesters marched to the capital with a list of 15 demands. They were calling for greater investment in the Kabylia region, for police who had killed protesters to be brought to justice, and for official recognition of Berber music, culture, and the Tamazigh language.
The protest was peaceful. It was the biggest rally in the history of Algeria. More than 2 million people marched to Algiers.
Observers dispute the number of protesters, but Rashid Alwash is convinced the demonstration was massive.
People from every province and district were marching, carrying banners with slogans denouncing the authorities. We were calling for Tamazigh to be made a national language and demanding an end to our oppression.
Rashid Alwash was overwhelmed by the atmosphere of the rally.
On that morning, on that day, I felt that real democracy could happen, that our struggle is just beginning.
But as protesters approached the presidential palace, the atmosphere changed rapidly.
I saw thousands of members of the security forces in plain clothes with knives, and they were beating the protesters and stabbing them. The security forces were calling for residents of the capital to come and help them protect Algiers. They said the Berbers were coming to destroy it and burn it. Two journalists and a protester were killed in front of me at the rally.
The rally was plunged into chaos. Hundreds of people were arrested and many were wounded. A few days later, the Algerian president Abdelaziz Bouteflika said that recognizing the Tamazight language was against the constitution, but he said he was ready to consider it.
I am unable to take any decision regarding the constitution. Algeria is ethnically Berber, culturally Arab and religiously Muslim. But if there are shortcomings in the constitution regarding our national accord that we are Amazigh in our origins, Arab in culture and Muslims, then we need to rectify the situation constitutionally.
In April 2002, the Algerian parliament agreed to recognize Tamazight as a national language, meaning it could be taught in schools in Berber-speaking regions for the first time. But it still did not have the same status as Arabic. And Rashid Alouache called for a boycott of Algeria's parliamentary elections. This led to his arrest and imprisonment for several months. While he was in jail, Rashid Alouache went on hunger strike for 35 days.
I wanted to tell the authorities that I had done nothing wrong and that I was fighting for democracy and for freedom in my country. I am not a criminal. I am a political prisoner. I fought for the rights of my people outside prison and I will continue my struggle inside prison.
But Rashid Alouache and most of the other Berber leaders were released in 2003 and carried on talking to the Algerian government. They finally reached an agreement in January 2005. But Rashid says that the government still hasn't responded to some of the demands.
Until now, for instance, we do not know the names of police officers who killed the 127 protesters in the Kabylia region. And they haven't been brought to justice. We demanded that they should be brought to justice.
Some Berbers still want a completely independent Kabylia, but Rashid Alouache says, although he's a Berber, he's also an Algerian.
My grandparents struggled to liberate Algeria, and I am still struggling so that Algeria can be a unified nation.
In 2016, the Algerian parliament passed a package of reforms that included giving the Berber language official status. The language can now appear on official documents, although Arabic remains the language of government.
I felt proud and happy, especially as I was among the delegation who had negotiated with the government. But there is still a long way to go so that the Tamazight language can be the official language in all government institutions. I am not against the Arabic language, but I would like Tamazight to appear along with Arabic in official documents.
The Tamazight language is currently taught in high schools in 20 out of Algeria's 48 states. Looking back at his life, Rashid Alouache says that he was a patriot and a good citizen. He now works as a businessman in Tizi Ouzou. He was speaking to me, Zainab Dabar, for Witness.